Good morning. I'm now live. I wanted to hop on here real quick and clarify something about the Arrive Can app. Okay? I didn't realize this needed to be clarified, but I certainly realize it now. I just saw a post, and you can check it out for yourself. It's at Coach Vlad. If you go to his Instagram page, his most recent post or one of his most recent posts is about his crossing back into Canada from the United States, and he crossed at the Peace Bridge port of entry, which just so happens to be my very first posting ever on the job. Still not fired, by the way. Still employed. I'll never return to that job, but I'm what these guys call a 30-year problem at this point. I would like to clarify something about this Arrive Can app, okay? Coach Vlad already explained it, but it's a lengthy read. I'm just going to go over it quickly. At no point in time do you need to have the Arrive Can app downloaded onto your phone. Mm-mm. If you're a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident, you enter Canada by right. The Arrive Can app was created as like a convenience tool, okay? For you to provide voluntary information, all right? And they created it because all of the restrictions in 2020, what did they do to the border? They fucked everything up. Just like insane lineups. It took 10 minutes just to process one person. It should take under 30 seconds, not 10 minutes. What happened was the Public Health Agency of Canada, which has nothing to do with the border, they just showed up out of nowhere and they created this program and it was awful. An officer, on top of everything else that we're doing, right? We're supposed to be looking out for guns, drugs, and bad people. All of a sudden, we had to ask you a series of nonsensical questions about where you're staying. We had to get the address. We had to confirm and get you to solemnly swear and pinky promise us at the border that you're going to stay put for 14 days. We had to get a phone number. We had to get an email address. We had to get a contact for whoever else you're staying with. Like, it was just nonsense. An absolute charade, okay? And it took up a ton of time. The Arrive Can app was originally pitched, okay? It was like a sales pitch. Oh, if you're traveling, you can help expedite the process by voluntarily answering the questions instead of us having to ask it, okay? You'd fill it out in the app, and then when you arrived at the border and we scanned your passport, it would auto-populate in this awful program. Poorly designed shit program that barely works and doesn't do anything. It would auto-populate your answers, okay? Now, you'll notice if you go to at Coach Vlad and you check out his Instagram and you read the post, he keeps mentioning how the officer was getting flustered from the moment he mentioned that he wasn't using the Arrive Can app. Why was the officer flustered? Fucking laziness. The officer just didn't want to have to ask the questions herself and input the information. So she was flustered. That's it. In that moment, she wanted to get back to Netflix or whatever the fuck she was doing on her cell phone. She cared nothing. And now that she knows this is a charade, okay? And she's like, oh, now I gotta pull out my pen and I gotta write on the yellow slip. It's called a BSF-241, which we still call an E67 in the field because the government just makes up shit and changes names all the time without properly updating us. But okay. She's got to write down, yeah, he fucking won't use the Arrive Can app, so I got to send him over there. Which, by the way, if you look at that form, that's an unlawful referral. Sorry, you can't direct a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident of Canada to go park his vehicle over there and fucking detain him, okay? Detain him to investigate that matter further. Up the road you go, Coach Vlad. That's where he should have gone. Thank you. Oh, it doesn't say I'm being referred for immigration. It doesn't say I'm being referred for customs purposes. Therefore, up the road I go. Do not, under any circumstances, allow yourself to be detained for any reason. All right, Coach Vlad, he's just being compliant. He's just doing what he thinks he has to do. Very interesting, though, how the superintendent who came out to speak with him specifically said, no, you're not detained. You've been free to go this whole time. All right, so I'm going to clarify that. This caused a lot of confusion in the field when we're being told to use words like mandatory. Oh, it's mandatory. You have to go. They've had countless shift briefings coaching officers on how to speak to travelers so that we're not violating the rights. Because that's a rights violation, okay? Under no circumstances, no! Should you have the ArriveCan app downloaded on your phone? If you did, the wording was in such a way where you felt like you had to have it for travel. What happened to the data that you entered? I don't know. Didn't our prime minister commit treason? Like, give it all away to other countries? I don't know, something like that. I'm going to stop and read some of these comments here. See if there are any questions. I'm a Canadian living in the U.S., haven't been back since the implementation of ArriveCan and inoculation charade. My mom came down from Ottawa to visit. Apparently, they didn't ask her for the app. Yeah. Once again, officers have a lot of discretion in the field, okay? As a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident, you don't even need your passport. No. No, the officer just needs to be satisfied that you're a Canadian citizen. Satisfied, as in, like, I believe you. Off you go, okay? I can't tell you how many times I've personally done that, made an exception for whatever the circumstance is, and I go, yeah, yeah, you're a Canadian, off you go. Have a good day. It wasn't him, it was someone else. Vlad posted it. Okay, there you go. So it was someone else and Vlad posted it. Awesome. So this person has read it. It's pure nonsense, guys. You don't need the ArriveCan app. Delete it if you have it. This is the juiciest information. If you have any questions, I'm going to end this live like in the next 2 minutes because I have a tendency to talk for hours. So any questions, get them out now. Sick care, Patrick. I fucking love you, Sid. You're the best. All right, I'm going to end this now. Canadian citizens, permanent residents, you enter this country by right. End of story. You don't need the ArriveCan app. You can sit there in silence. Let me start asking you questions about, like, are you planning on quarantining? Ugh. Sit there in silence. Or just lie through your teeth. Just use your mouth and make the sounds out of your monkey mouth that's going to make the other monkey in the uniform blah, 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 nod their head and let you go up the road. And you can just do whatever you want from then on out. They have no ability to track you. They have no enforcement method. They literally rely on snitches. Like, they rely on people to tattletale on you, which if you live in Canada, there's a good chance you'll get tattletaled on because 90% of the population is all for it. And on that note, I'm going to try going live on YouTube to talk about something else. I'm going to try, see if that works. Okay? Love you guys. Have a wonderful day. Do you have to quarantine? No! Definitely not. They're going to tell you you have to? My advice is just lie. Just be like, I pinky promise I'm going to stay put. If they have any doubts, they're going to make a little notation in that shitty program I talked about. They're going to note, I don't believe this person. This person needs to be phone called every day. And then some loser for the Public Health Agency of Canada, who I'm telling you, got hired within the last 3 months, maybe 6 months. If they're a veteran, they got hired in the middle of 2020. They don't know what they're doing, okay? And they're going to read off a script and they're going to, like, threaten you with pure nonsense. So, no, just go on and live your life. And I'm telling you, if you're a Canadian citizen and you're, like, in the U.S. and you have a canoe, just canoe across the river. Just, no one will know. It's all good. All right, love you guys. Have a great day.